You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes a look at the fascinating story behind the Shroud of Turin.
In the mid-14th century, a noted French knight by the name of Geoffrey de Charny put on quite an exhibition in Lirey, France. That is the year that a famous cloth known today as the Shroud of Turin went on public display in that city, beginning an unbroken historical chain of custody that is easily traceable to this day. The cloth was purported to be the holy shroud that had covered the body of Jesus Christ when he was laid in the tomb following his crucifixion. How de Charny came to possess the relic is unknown, and in fact a great historical mystery. However, its public displays throughout the 14th and 15th centuries are well documented, and it eventually came to be housed at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Turin, Italy, where it remains today. For 500 years at least, Christian pilgrims venerated the cloth as the burial shroud of Jesus, because the cloth, with the naked eye, can be seen to bear the faint image of a man and distinguishably human characteristics that are somehow embedded in the linen. The development of photography opened up an age of scientific inquiry into this mysterious cloth that persists in earnest right up to the present day. In 1898, a photographer by the name of Secunda Pia became the first to ever photograph the cloth. And when he processed his negative plates, he became the first man in history to see that the image of the man, only barely visible to the eye, appeared in startling detail in its photographic negative form. So detailed, in fact, that forensic and medical experts have concluded it to be anatomically perfect, a depiction of a man who was scourged and crucified. The wounds that appear in the photographic negative, analyzed using technologies not available until the 20th century, reveals 400 separate intricate wounds from a severe beating, puncture wounds within the scalp, forehead, and neck area, as well as a deep puncture wound to the right chest. Large puncture wounds also appear in each wrist, as well as the feet. Needless to say, the mystery here is great. When interested scientists ran a photograph of the shroud through a special NASA analyzer in 1976, it was learned that the cloth had distinct dimension to it, a characteristic not found in any other photograph or artwork known to exist. In 1978, the Shroud of Turin Research Project was launched, led by Dr. John Jackson, a nuclear physicist at the Air Force Academy. The scientists determined much about the cloth: the presence of human blood, the presence of specific pollens that placed the cloth in the Middle East, but could not explain how the image was made. Indeed, no one to date has been able to explain or recreate that process. 1988 carbon-14 dating set the cloth's date at between 1290 and 1360, interestingly seeming to coincide with the appearance of the cloth in France. A close examination of the historical record, however, suggests the cloth to be much older, since it appears in earlier documents and artworks going back centuries before the sacking of Constantinople in 1204, when the cloth was believed to have been taken into Western Europe. It is one of the greatest mysteries on earth and has become the most studied object in history as a result. Every available technology has been applied to this cloth, and research is ongoing, but every question only yields a new question. One thing is for certain: the Shroud of Turin represents a fantastic intersection of faith and science, challenging our imagination and the limits of our knowledge. Indeed, the local Catholic Cathedral of St. John Berkman in Shreveport is a center for its study and has a display of a full-size replica of the famous cloth. Interest in this goes far beyond the religious, however, to every academic discipline, for its mysteries have yet to be solved.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.